This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
As we were talking, my mind wandered to the appearance a few months back of Whitley Strieber. Now, you know, Whitley Strieber's most recent book is called Alien Hunter, not the one on abductions, but his recent fiction book, Alien Hunter. And there's a TV series based on that book called Hunters. Just finished its first season on Sci-Fi. Did you get a chance to see it, Chris?
I don't have broadcast television.
Well, you can basically subscribe to Sling TV, which is streaming, and catch it that way or something.
Yeah, I'm not really into, you know, most of these kind of serial shows. You know, I watched Boardwalk Empire. I thought that was fairly well done. Of course, I was a big Breaking Bad fan. I've seen, I think, the first three or four seasons of Game of Thrones. But for the most part, nah, I don't really watch all that stuff. I've never seen a single CSI, never saw a single Cosby show, never saw, you know, all those really super popular shows. I did have a friend who loved to watch great Big Bang Theory, which I've seen a few episodes of that and think it's really well done and funny. But, you know, I have too many books to read, too many other things to do.
I don't know. Like broadcast TV, I think some of the shows are really well done. I, of course, try to get the cheapest plan possible because they just charge you too much. That's the big problem. And why people cut the cable cord is because you pay for service, and to watch 10 stations, you have to get 300. 300 channels and nothing to watch. Anyway, Hunters, I did get to see it. And the basic focus of the story is around the disappearance of a decorated Philadelphia cop's wife when he discovers an organization who hunts down alien terrorists. It's like some kind of federal agency that is involved in this. The show is very grisly. These are lizard-like creatures that grow skin, human skin, and you think of that like V. Remember V? Did you ever see V?
Where I did. I caught that on Hulu, I think, and I did watch the entire series. Plus, I remember a few episodes from the 80s, I think, from the original version of it.
Right. There were a couple of versions. There was a newer version that I thought was kind of well done, but then the plotting got so incoherent, which is what happens with a series. You get some great ideas, and suddenly, well, you got the great idea. They cannot sustain it. After the first year.
Well, what was her name? Marina Baccarin or something?
Marina Baccarin, yes.
She's pretty hot. Very attractive lady.
Her daughter was played by Laura Vandervoort. Remember her also? She played on the Smallville TV series as Supergirl before the current Supergirl. And she was on a series involving the only female werewolf in the world in a show called Bitten, which was on for two seasons before being canceled. And then more recently, she played this brainiac villain on Supergirl, which is like a computerized being with blue skin, kind of like the blue skin in X-Men, okay? Remember the lady with the blue skin?
You're frightening me, Gene. You know way too much about all this stuff.
It's useless knowledge, though. As much as I enjoy television and sci-fi films, I suppose it is useless knowledge. In any case, just to evaluate the show, loosely based on a novel from Whitley Strieber, I thought it was okay, a little grisly at times, didn't make a whole lot of sense, which is true with a lot of these shows. We're really not sure why the aliens are here, and they seem to have different factions, and they seem to want to leave this planet, but it is shown when they want to leave this planet, they'll use a craft that could set off a nuclear explosion and destroy a whole continent or something. I mean, does that make sense to you?
I thought Alien Hunters was Daryl Sims, Mike Barra, Maureen Ellsbury, and what's his name, John Ronson or somebody from England, running around making fools of themselves. Wasn't that Alien Hunters?
I don't recall, but there is an Alien Hunters book that is science fiction. From what
it only lasted about 6 episodes. I think it was so bad they couldn't even get a full season out of it.
Well, there you go. Let me look at the reception to the show, okay? The show has been universally panned by critics. Brian Lowry from Variety called the pilot utterly generic, conceptually cynical, and instantly forgettable. Hunters had a 0 rating by critics and 55% by audience on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
That is bad. I mean, getting a 0 by critics. I mean, you know, sometimes a movie really panned is like 25 or 30%. 0.
Yeah, that's real bad.
I mean, and then also the fact that only a small majority of the audience likes it. I don't think we're going to see a second season.
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I just answered my own question. Sci-Fi announced Hunter's cancellation on July 8th before the final and 13th episode was aired. So they're basically saying, sorry, folks, you're never going to see any more of these episodes. It's gone. Sorry, Whitley. I wonder, though, when someone like that sells
the rights. Was the Whitley show.
That was the Whitley show. That's what I was talking about. And it was produced by several people, including Gail Ann Hurd, who you might remember.
Yeah, it rings a bell.
Right. She has done a lot of interesting shows, the most recent of which is The Walking Dead.
Ah, no wonder.
She's responsible for The Walking Dead, but she also wrote one of the writers on the original Terminator.
Oh.
And on several of the other Terminator movies. Not okay. Terminator 2, which was the best one, but the original one.
Okay.
And she was married to James Cameron for 4 years. Which is, I guess, why she wrote The Terminator. Why do I bring this up? I just, you know, all
because
this started
you can't help but with talking about fantasy, dude. You live in a fantasy world, but that's okay. You know, to each their own.
Well, I started by thinking about Whitley Strieber and this.
No, you need a life. You live your life vicariously through your television, and that's okay. But whatever works, dude.
Well, it's true, but, you know, I had some more money, I'd travel more. I am a hermit, but my middle name is not Herman.
I hate to point out the obvious here, but, you know, a life is a good thing to have, and sometimes we need to work a little extra hard to make sure that we have one.
Oh, we try. You know, if I ever get past some of the current tribulations, I am sure I'm going to try to live a life out there. In the meantime, I live a life in front of a microphone.
Yeah.
Is that reality?
Well, it's your reality. I'm not sure if it's a reality, but it's definitely your reality. You know, me personally, I've got so much going on that it's difficult for me to focus half the time when we do have these shows because my mind is elsewhere. Especially when I'm you know, doing a show like this where I got to talk a lot.
Yeah, I guess you like to listen. You prefer to listen.
Yeah, I prefer to listen and learn as opposed to hear myself talk and pontificate. I'm just really, you know, the older I get, the less enthusiastic I get about hearing the sound of my own voice.
Well, remember also, your voice never sounds to yourself the way it does to other people. So you might hate the way you sound, but other people find it presentable and pleasant, or vice versa. I mean, you may think you have the greatest voice on the planet. Other people listen to it, and they go, ah!
Gene, I've been in audio for 35, 40 years.
Yeah, I know that. That's why I said, do you like your own voice, or do you tolerate it?
Obvious. I have no opinion.
It's just a product.
It's changed since I stopped smoking.
Maybe a tad, I think, less rough. Before we get too rough, we got to do the break. with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com. Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Talk and shop, folks, focusing on everything from real life to science fiction and somewhere in between. Did you see, by the way, I'll mention it briefly if you didn't, Facebook, this thread that went up a few days ago that Paula Harris, remember her?
Oh, yeah.
She'd been on the Paracast a couple of times. I remember we had kind of an argument with her where she was saying that Billy Meyer is, quote, the real deal, and then she tried to deny it on the air, but we have the statement that we kept pushing in her face. Well,
she does not like me because I am now the co-host of the Paracast. She, in fact, I've heard that she doesn't like me at all.
Well, you know what? I met her once at one of these international UFO conferences, and I guess we sort of got along okay, I guess. Yeah. Sort of, kind of.
Well, again, one of those people that have gone off the New Age, benevolent space brother, bliss bunny, deep end. That's just my opinion.
Well, the issue here is more involved or more confusing. So supposedly she wrote a piece for the front page of the MUFON Journal. Did you hear about this?
Oh, God. No. This should be interesting.
She submitted a cover article for the June 2016 MUFON Journal, which includes a photo caption, and Kurt Collins, or Century in our forms, mentions it, points out that she copied this without credit from another Facebook post.
And this is the cover of the cover story for the MUFON Journal?
I don't know if it was published or not. And I haven't gotten the MUFON Journal in a while, and none of our
listeners. Some journalist. She claims that she's a journalist. Well, that's not very journalistic.
If worse, she calls herself a UFO photojournalist, an investigative reporter. Well, I think an investigative reporter knows something about copyright, something about saying, wait a minute, how about giving us the rights to this photo? Would you want to do that? Maybe the person would. I don't know.
Yes, that's inexcusable and unforgivable.
And the case she was writing about, Alejandro Rojas from Open Mind says the following, I have spoken to the witnesses in this case. Their biggest concern was getting a paycheck.
Yeah.
Need I go on?
Well, why don't you share that on my Facebook page, and I'll take a look at it.
All right. Yeah, I have it right here. I will share this whole
thing. Yeah, because I want to make some calls up to Boulder and find out what's up with that.
All right. I will definitely look at your Facebook. There's your Facebook page. And I will write, check this out. Hear how quiet my keyboard is? And I post the link to the thread.
How could I hear how quiet it is? I could only hear how noisy it is.
It's not noisy. I have a quiet keyboard. Listen. You hear that?
No.
You don't hear that?
No.
I have a quiet keyboard.
I have really bad ears, too.
Well, that's right. You're a rock and roller. That's the thing. You're a rock and roller. That's why you have bad ears. I worry about Grayson's ears because he attended a lot of different sessions, a lot of different events from rock and roll stars.
Eh?
Huh?
What?
You hear what I said there?
You talking to me? Richie Blackmore, 73, blew out my right eardrum. 70%, maybe 75% hearing loss as a result. And my left ear is, maybe if I'm lucky, 75%.
You see?
What?
You see, if you go to too many of these.
Oh, don't
rock
start
and roll
with Daddy Gene on me already.
Why? I'm old enough.
I've already worked
daddy.
Around all this stuff. I can still mix, and know exactly how the EQ is working, even though I have no high end left. I can still mix stereo. It hasn't inhibited me in any way, shape, or form. In fact, if I lay on my left side, which is my good ear, I can really get to sleep because I have a natural noise filter in my right ear, which can't hear very well. So, there's a golden lining. There's a silver cloud to every possible scenario. I prefer to accentuate the positive, not the negative.
Too many rock concerts, folks. And you can't hear? No, I can't hear any of that.
It's not rock concerts. I was a gigging musician, a rock and roll musician.
Well, of course. That's even worse. Says, you were one of those people.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't in front of the PA, and I had very loud guitar players in a couple bands. What can I do?
I don't know. Earplugs or something?
I did.
Didn't work.
Yeah, sometimes it didn't.
Well, they said that the late George Martin, the Beatles producer, in his latter years, his hearing had gone.
Well, that's normal. Your hearing's going to degrade as you get older, so.
But in his case, it was listening to the music. Loud up front.
Yeah. Well, the secret to good mixing is not listening to it loud. You reference the mix once you've got it where you think it should be. You reference it on the big mains and then, you know, crank it up and have a listen. But you never mix at a loud volume if you know what you're doing.
Now, Bob Ludwig, remember him? Famous record producer. He mastered one or two recordings that my wife did in the 80s. And one of the things he told me at the time was that when he mastered for vinyl, they make an acetate and he's creating the acetate, he'd listen to it on a very cheap $30 record player. And the reason is, the number one, make sure it doesn't skip. You can't have a record that skips. But to see how it sounds on a poor quality system.
Like, if it sounds good on a crappy little system, it's going to sound great on a good audio system.
Absolutely. That's an important point. Motown recordings were mixed for AM radio.
They were extremely compressed.
Yes. But that's true with a lot of music nowadays. I think a lot of music nowadays is very much mixed, very compressed.
Yeah, especially all the pop stuff. It's ridiculously compressed, as far as I'm concerned.
It's also ridiculously.
The music doesn't have a chance to breathe. It doesn't have silence is as important as notes. And there is no silence except for some breakdown where then some weird synthesizer, thing comes squawking in.
I think they're putting too much in there. But the problem
it's too perfect.
You
there
have
no mistakes
to think
in music anymore. There's no more spontaneity. They've taken all the humanness and the wonderful analog sense of music. They've taken it out. It's the heart and soul of music is being torn out. Popular music is so tits on. Everything is perfect. There's no errors. There's no sense of performance. It's all computerized perfection, which to me is extremely cold, extremely boring, and doesn't inspire me one bit at all.
You see, at one time in the old days, when you made a recording, it was supposed to duplicate the live performance as much as possible. So anybody who wanted to would put the record on the turntable and get some approximation of the live experience. I mean, even the early Beatles songs, they did a lot of those things in one or two takes. Come in the afternoon and do a few hit records, sure. Because they could play as a live band. It was really amazing. A lot can't. But we'll get into the but in a moment, because we have Gene and Chris doing Shop Talk. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Okay, let me tell you first about the other radio show we do called After the Paracast. It is an extension of this show. It could be color commentary. It could be other interviews. Sometimes we get into things totally removed from anything we talk about on the Paracast proper. And the way for you to hear that show is to join the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com, P-L-U-S, .theparacast.com. You get the commercial-free version of this show, too. We take out 41 minutes of network ads, better quality audio. We also give you classic episodes and show transcripts and more, plus .theparacast.com. So in the early days, you do a recording, and it was as close to a live performance as possible. But artists like the Beatles decided to create in the recording studio and do things in the recording studio that have no counterpart in the real world. And nowadays in concerts, you know, they have these expensive mixing consoles, and they have like an audio engineer in the back room mixing the concert to sound somewhat like the record, which means it's not always a live performance. It's a mixture of pre-recorded stuff, live stuff. I hear sometimes that certain artists do not even sing live that much. They want to be letter perfect, especially if they're dancing a lot, so they play the recording. What's your opinion of that, Chris?
Well, you know, again, if you're some fly girl group or Madonna or whomever, you are expending a lot of energy, especially if you're in your 50s, you know, boogieing around the stage and all that. So, you know, whatever works, people, they don't care. They're there for the experience, really. Of course, I remember back in the 70s, ELO, because they didn't have the sequencing technology that they do now, would rely on tapes to do certain keyboard parts because it just wasn't, what's his name, the keyboard player, wasn't able to pull the parts off because he didn't have that many hands. So they would roll tapes, and they actually got sued, I think, by some venue in Minnesota, if memory serves me correct, and they got sued for putting on a fraudulent performance.
By the way, the keyboard player originally was Richard Tandy.
He's still the keyboard player. Richard Tandy. And because he just wasn't physically able to do all the parts, they actually helped him out with some tapes. And I just think that's hysterical because now, I mean, you have entire shows practically that are taped and they're just, doing a Milli Vanilli lip syncing act. And I never, not once ever went there. I did have sequences that I used, but they were triggered manually. If the tempo of the song was wrong, the sequences came out too fast or too slow, whatever. So, I grew up in the analog days. I love analog synthesis. I love analog recording. I still have a 8-track tape recorder, not 8-track cassette, but 8-track a quarter-inch recorder, which I still occasionally like to use for recording basic tracks. I am now fully immersed in Logic Pro X and am doing that whole scene as well, but there's nothing like good old analog. I pretty much consider myself a bit of an expert when it comes to picking out the difference between digital and analog. It's pretty apparent to me. To me, digital is now getting to the point, the technology is getting to the point where it's almost virtually indistinguishable with a good engineer and some good gear, but I still think I'm still able to pick out what's digital and what's analog. Anybody out there want to challenge me on this, I'll take you up on it.
Well, one of the things, of course, that was interesting about ELO was using live string players. And that reminds me of a band from the 60s called the Left Bank, which did the same thing. Remember the Left Bank, Walk Away Renee?
Yeah, the One Hit Wonders? Yeah. Mm-hmm. How could you forget? Don't walk away, Renee.
I wonder how much Jeff Lynne and the rest of the people in ELO were influenced by the Left Bank.
Jeff Lynne was influenced by watching John Lennon conduct the orchestra during the Glass Onion session at Abbey Roads for the White Album.
You know what? He became very friendly with George Harrison. He produced some great albums with George Harrison. He was part of the Traveling Wilburys. And I heard him interviewed. He seemed like a pretty decent guy.
Yeah. Good guy. Interesting artist.
Left Bank, New York-based rock band in 1967. They had Walk Away Renee and Pretty Ballerina. Those were the two hit records that they had. But Walk Away Renee was the real one there.
Pretty Ballerina. That's scary.
Yeah. The Left Bank, Walk Away Renee.
I don't think that was a hit.
The Left Bank imploded not too long after this big hit, doomed by internal squabbles. You see, that's what's interesting and unfortunate with a lot of these rock bands. And you see this if you see the movie That Thing You Do that Tom Hanks directed and starred in. It's about a one-hit wonder band called The Wonders, of course. And that's what happens. They have their hit record. They worked hard for it. And then they're ready to record more music. And the band breaks up. They start squabbling. All the pressures get to them. All the things that built up in the years that they were starving. Suddenly, they're famous, and it just falls apart. They can't sustain it. I think that's one reason why you have the one-hit wonder. Sometimes it is just lucky. Sometimes these bands aren't bands at all. They're just studio bands. They get together in the studio. They come up with something. And then suddenly, they have to go out and tour, like Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. You think there was a Tijuana Brass before Herb Alpert did his first popular recording? No, he had to form one. The Box Tops. Remember that? Of course.
Well, all those LA recordings were done by the Wrecking Crew. I mean, let's get real.
Well, the Box Tops, of course, we're talking about.
Well, that's Alex Chilton, actually.
Alex Chilton was like 17 years old or 18 years old.
No, he was 16, but who's counting?
All right, he was 16. He was a teenager when he did The Letter. But they didn't have a band. It was a backup band. Of course, when they went on tour, they had to do that. later on, he was kind of like a folk singer or something, wasn't he, Alex Chilton?
No. Alex Chilton, he started Big Star, one of the best bands that never made it out of the early 70s. They were excellent. And then he went on to, he had a whole punk career as a punk rocker, as a folkie, as a torch singer.
I know the folk aspect, but he did a lot of things, and he had kind of an interesting career, but never really made it big other than the Box Tops, as I recall.
No, never did.
And he lived, what, to his 50s or something?
He died, about 3 or 4 years ago, I think. Almost 60.
I just wonder, though, who's more known for the letter? Probably Joe Cocker.
We're showing our years here, dude.
Alex Chilton died in New Orleans in 2010. He was born in 1950. That would mean that he was 60 when he died, just shy of his 60th birthday.
Right. My age.
William Alexander Alex Chilton.
Well, him and Chris Bell wrote some great songs on those first two, especially the first Big Star album, and then Chilton kind of wrote more of the material on the second and third albums, but those are really influential albums. They were kind of like R.E.M. before R.E.M., The Replacements before The Replacements. Really good stuff. And we're talking, 71, 72, I think, when they first started getting rolling, or maybe 72 is when they first started getting rolling. But they were on Stax records. They were a white act on Stax. And, of course, Stax went into Chapter 11 and totally dropped the ball, and their first record got... A lot of people wanted to hear it, but they couldn't get any distribution. Which kind of sucks.
Okay. The letter, written by Wayne Carson. His father performed as Shorty Thompson in a country group called the Tall Timber Trio, and his father suggested the opening lines, "Give me a ticket for an airplane." With Gene and Chris, we're doing Shop Talk. You're in
The Letter.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. We have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely. And I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Which do you prefer, the Joe Cocker version or the Box Tops version?
Box Tops version.
It's simpler, no fuss. It just gets out.
It just amazes me that that voice is coming out of someone that just turned 16.
How old was John Fogerty when he first did his stuff at Creedence? He had to be in his late teens.
Yeah, probably 19, 20. Yeah, pretty impressive.
John Fogerty, I'm trying to look at when he was born. He would have been in his early 20s because he was born in 1945.
Okay.
I heard him on Howard Stern like a year or so ago because he had this biography out. He sang with his guitar one of the Creedence songs. Guy who was at that point had reached 70. He was perfect, his voice. I can't imagine that voice, that rasp, being perfect after doing it for 60, 50 years, whatever. I want to know what he's taking.
He's probably licking young female body parts or something. I don't know.
His wife wouldn't like that. He's very close to his wife, supposedly. And his son plays in his backup band, you know, keeps it in the family. Like George Harrison's son has continued to perform after George Harrison's death. And Ringo Starr's son, Zach Starkey, replaced Keith Moon in The Who for a while.
Right. And Jason Bonham replaced his dad in the reuniting concerts for Led Zeppelin, also played with Foreigner and all sorts of people.
Yeah, and they're really good drummers. I mean, Ringo Starr is very unique in the way he did things, but technically his son is a fabulous drummer. You know, some of those things that Who did were pretty difficult to do.
You know, same with Jason Bonham. He's
sure
play rings around his dad, but, you know, you can't. Can't look at that original Bonham feel sitting so far back in the beat that you're almost not playing the song. Not many people can get away with that.
Part of it is the imperfection. Like Ringo Starr was a left-handed drummer playing on a right-handed drum kit. And I saw him showing how he came up with the beat for Come Together, this kind of shuffling beat. And he said he was kind of forced to do it because of the awkwardness of the situation, and he is a person who is not technically a great drummer at all, but was so highly influential in the rock beat. In fact, if you go onto YouTube, there is someone who, in a single recording on the rooftop, plays all the major Ringo Starr drum beats in the course of 5 or 6 minutes, accompanying the original songs.
No.
Have you seen that?
He was really, really good on tom-toms. He was very unique and actually groundbreaking, his tom-tom work. Plus, he had a metronome sense of time.
Yes. I think the only song I remember where it seemed like he went off his timing was Michelle. It sounds like he's off the beat or something, or it slows down. Did you ever notice that?
Maybe. If I went back and listened for it, I'd probably hear it, but it always seemed to work for me.
In the old days, many years ago, I played the drum for several years. See, nowadays, of course, you go into a recording studio and the drummer has a metronome in his ear to keep him on
beat. No, you go into a recording studio, it's like, 24-bit or 32-bit sample drum sounds.
Right. And that's unfortunate. I like the sound of a real drum. I remember I heard
one. It is the sound of a real drum.
Sampled and kind of rejiggered digitally. I mean a raw drum, not just sampled. I heard one good drum sound that nobody will ever hear. And it was programmed by a guy named Rob Sabino, who played with Chic and Madonna on the Let's Dance album from David Bowie. And he programmed a drum track when my wife was doing a demo record at a mobile recording studio in upstate New York. And he sat there for maybe an hour. And speaking as someone who had once played drums, I couldn't tell the difference. He did this all with a little tom-tom machine and a few effects and a few tricks. Of course, this guy was playing on hit records. I think, though, he went into a church or he became a school teacher or something, Rob Sabino. Look him up. Robert Sabino, who is really famous as a studio musician in New York.
Right, and he, I think he replaced Stephen Bray, who was Madonna's original drummer on her first few albums and also a co-writer of some of her biggest hits. He had a house in Crestone for a number of years, and I got to know him. Really sweet guy, super nice guy. Just you'd never know that he was like, multimillionaire, hotshot producer, drum programmer, really, really nice guy, great family. Hats off to him. Hope he's doing well. Haven't seen him in a while.
I think he's out on the West Coast. He teaches a rock history class at UC Davis. And he's musical director of the Holy Trinity Parish in his neighborhood. He's out in California. His last tour.
Sabino.
Rob Sabino, right.
Okay.
And he last toured with Todd Rundgren. And he wrote tracks for Peter Frampton, says here. Interesting history. Interesting how he ends up, though, that instead of going out there and being a rock singer, I guess he possibly just wanted to get married and settle down and have a normal life and probably earned a lot of money from being a musician. That's good. You have some of these musicians who think they can do it until they're 100. I worry about the Rolling Stones. What are they now, 75 or something?
Well, Charlie Watts is 80.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, can you identify this sound, Gene, since we're on the subject of audio? Sounds like a 50s sci-fi movie, doesn't it?
It sounds a little bit like something from Forbidden Planet.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Long John Neville's original theme, when he was on WOR radio with his paranormal show back in the 50s, in the late 50s, early 60s, he used the theme from Forbidden Planet.
Well, you know what that was?
Tell me.
The eerie sounds of Saturn.
Ooh, that's dangerous. Now, imagine, Chris, as this is playing, you have people listening to us in their car. They have TuneIn, they have Stitcher, they're listening from Apple's iTunes, the podcast app, or one of the others, and you're playing that stuff, and they're driving, and suddenly we run them off the road.
Well, I thought it was cool. You know, we're going from an audio portion of the show here, ancient audio, into even more ancient audio. Pretty interesting. I wonder what makes that sound. I mean, I would love to back engineer that. That's from space. Let's see what the. It's on the Strange Sounds website, but it had a NASA logo come up at the beginning of the YouTube video. That's pretty interesting. I like that.
I think with Forbidden Planet, they were probably using a theremin or something. That's a pretty old device.
Yeah, I played on one. They're fun.
Well, of course, good vibrations. The Beach Boys.
Yeah.
And we forget that when we listen to the things that Brian Wilson did, number one, he was a fan of Phil Spector's production style, Wall of Sound. Number two, he was deaf in one ear because of an abusive father. And he still did all that stuff.
Well, that's a good thing. And he's just finishing up his 50th anniversary of Pet Sounds Tour, which is getting rave reviews from all over. Here we go. Here's another space sound.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. We are controlling transmission. I don't want to do that.
That was Jupiter.
Oh, I knew him well. Oh, I don't know. Now, about a year or so ago, I rented a movie, a biography of Brian Wilson known as Love and Mercy, in case someone has seen it, where John Cusack plays the older Brian Wilson. I just can't see the resemblance. Did you see it?
I did. I make a point of watching all rock and roll biographies if I can, if I know about them.
More to come with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.